pissed off. So, all right, good guys. Pete, give me a second spirit roll to reach the knife.
I turn and shoot Andy, who has insulted my race. No, yes, I do make my second spirit roll.
Jolly good, you are now standing above your knife, looking at it glittering there in the mirrored thing, wondering if villain's reinforcement will cut you off. And, Jameis.
My knife to the throat of the baby. They just stop there.
Give me an intimidation roll. Plus 30, he's grievously wounded, has no good cards. You got a knife in his throat. Richard.
Sword, I think, actually.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Big sword, knife. Yeah. Big knife.
Start to do the chicken dance.
Nice.
Do I need to make a dance?
I think Lieutenant Ullman has flipped it completely.
It does look that way. And, Andy.
I stand and watch.
Mm-hmm. I wish you had a videotape. This would be a hell of a YouTube.
I already yelled out that. Mm-hmm.
Did you make intimidate?
No, just failed.
Oh, you want some of this? He says, carefully loading his pistol. And we now go to next round.
I'm discarding a plus one. James?
Discard skill 5, 4 string limited.
And the next round says... heroes are first and are set back.
Nice.
Terror is approved.
I could use my C's.
Well, we could, and then you can extremely limited it back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, is it extremely obvious what the set back is, though?
Mm. So, what do you mean you could extremely limit? Oh, extremely limit is a cover.
Yes, I can tell you what the setback is. It appears that Holmes's monster was a load-bearing monster. The entire cave began shaking and beginning to collapse.
Well, that's easy.
Are we seizing that?
Seizing this stuff.
How?
Are you going to extreme? Well.
No, but Jameis.
I extremely limited this back.
Okay.
Yeah, the slick car plays better used. Well, can be used later for something better. Oh, bloody hell. We just lost ACs, and guess what it says? Heroes are first and set back.
The cave begins to shake and collapse. It was a load-bearing creature, Holmes killed.
Shall I? Christian.
Yes.
Alright, I seize.
Anybody else have an extremely limited?
Yeah. Slick can't play.
Ah!
I take it back.
Yeah.
Are you getting it again? With slick card play?
Take it again.
Okay.
Unfortunately so.
Okay, villains are first. Heroes are second. Eating is approved.
Eating or hitting?
Eating with food. Right. Tasty. Go villains.
Okay. This round, he puts two bullets into the revolver and mutters darkly and looks at Terry's holding a sword at him. Like, oh, you want a piece of me? I give you something to fucking cry about, he says.
All right, heroes are now.
Yep, going down the list. Pete.
Secure the prisoner. I say, bending down and picking up my knife.
Jameis.
I pin his arm to the floor with my foot.
Give me a kick roll to do that. I'm assuming you want the pistol hand, so that'll be a negative 30 for called shot, plus 30 for him being on the ground, kick and fall.
A skill 10. And a completely utterly miss.
Step on me, will you? He says. And going now to Richard.
I pick up my club and start to head back, seeing that I've ran away.
Alright, and Evil Goatee guy is also muttering and puts two bullets in his pistol. And Andy.
Can I do an elbow drop?
Give me a fist roll as you do an elbow drop on the severely wounded guy.
Fist roll?
Yeah. If you want to use martial arts, you can. Yes, yeah, I know it's using the elbow, but no, you're doing fist damage. Just roll.
What's base?
50.
50%? Unless, so you got a
chance. If you're trying to grapple him, state grapple.
No, he said fist. He said elbow drop.
Yeah, I know he's doing this.
I made mm-hmm. it. So that's D3.
Do you have a strength bonus?
No.
Wow.
3 damage.
Wow. That is enough to make him pass out, even though your character hits like a girl. So, he passes out from the pain, and...
He broke?
No, the air guy looks a bit surprised, though. The guy at the goatee, that is. And he continues loading his pistol, even though it appears that there will only be one more round of dramatic combat, just to see if we get some reinforcements. Go, go, Richard.
Yay, it's not reinforcements, I can tell you that.
Shit.
And it actually says, villains are first, heroes are second. And cross-examining an NPC is approved.
All right, going down the list. Pete, you've got your knife?
You, what's your name?
Jameis.
What are you going to do with that?
Let's see. Andy. Richard.
How did you get here?
Andy.
I'm totally flabbergasted.
Okay, everybody except Andy, draw a card. And the guy says, as questions get flung at him quickly.
Alright, Holmes got an improved unusual skill hobbyist.
Ooh,
James
ding, ding,
got
ooh.
A trade out.
Ding, ding, ding.
So we have to trade something out.
Be sure to trade out for the bad guy, too. He may get a wake-up card and shoot your ass.
Yes, I realize that.
To make him happy.
Oh, yes. Cool. Who's discarding what?
Oh, by the way, Pete, I'm assuming the mirror you brought with you is still sitting where it was, because having a mirror in combat is not really...
Yeah, yes.
Great.
Yes. I did not specify I was re-picking it up, because you did state it. I had placed it down when I was card throwing, and I did not contradict you.
Good.
I'm playing my Doctor Who.
Well, before that happens, trade out. Everybody immediately discards their card. And gets a new one. People, what are you discarding?
Reroll. Hulu loves you.
You're discarding a reroll? Seriously?
It's either that or he discards his Doctor Who.
Oh, that's only two cards he's got? Ah, yeah, I guess so. Carry on.
Jameis?
Say good luck.
Yeah, that could safely be discarded as well. And the bad guy's discarding what?
What's he got? Two skill 10s and what?
Two skill 10s, a skill 15, and a birthday.
Birthday, I guess.
Alright. And I discard a booby prize. Right. Jameis gets a reroll. Holmes gets an escape.
Fuck.
Andy gets... Tinas gets a danger sense plus 20. I get a down to the wire.
Ah.
And the bad guy gets a nada.
Yeah. Right.
I got a card as well. I got a full house card.
Ah!
Doing shit last time. So do we all draw and then go down to the
down
wire?
Down to the wire, down to the wire, and then the full house. I feel generous.
I'm not going to be keeping the full house.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So, if you want to do
full
it
house, way, down to the wire. Right, carry on.
Alright.
Logan. No,
what?
I pick up the gun from the bad guy.
Let him finish with card play, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Quickly, we have Thunder Fails for Jameis, a Rager Hold or Rager Hall for Holmes, a Skill 5 for Tinas, a Patriotism for me, and a Skill 5 for the bad guy. Down to the wire, everybody discard everything but one card. Tell me the one card you are keeping.
Escape.
Skill 15 for a bad guy.
Skill You're not five. Keeping your unusual skill hobbyist?
I don't want the bad guy to get this game card.
Alright.
Well,
you can't.
You throw it. You can't.
That is true. No, I'll keep the unusual skill hobbyist in. Yeah.
Damn it, this is a bad guy.
You're not keeping your Doctor Who card, you're keeping your skill 5. Dennis.
I already played Doctor
you
Who.
Did no, not you gotta play wait till that. Card play's done. Pay attention, dude. You gotta wait till card
play
play's done.
He's play immediately. Kicked in before that. You can do it. It's play immediately, unfortunately.
Okay, well, I wanna keep my Doctor Who, so.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
The Doctor Who card is the bad guy kept skill 15.
This is the best card, I think.
What do we want to keep? Everybody's a winner? or players or patriotism? Do you want to get more cards out of it?
I'd go for patriotism myself.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah. Sorry, James, what did you say you were keeping?
I didn't actually. Does anyone need clarity? Is anyone going to be going unconscious or worse when they go through the gate?
Hmm.
Yeah. No.
You've got... Oh, yes, you will, won't you?
Yeah.
In which case, I will throw everything but the clarity.
Alright. Okay. Alright, now we can deal with rubbish.
I play my Doctor Who card.
Yep. And back to the game.
The unusual, the, which unusual skill hobbyist version did I get, sir?
Improved.
Server's slowly crawling back to life.
Alright, I will play the thing and add 15 points to, well, actually add my int, I should say, to a particular skill. That's the int max 30 version, isn't it?
It is, yes. Okay,
including writings.
Andy, you were going to get the pistol to deprive the bad guy of it. That is a good thing.
Yes. Doing that. Andy wants to play his Dr. Friggin' Who card.
He already has.
Okay.
Pay attention, Logan.
Hey.
You're slow. Go smoke.
Yay!
Smoke will escape.
Well, I was going to wait till you guys escaped and then smoke. If you can figure out how. But how? Yeah. Who? Where? Why? Etc.
Which?
Which is always overlooked, I'm afraid.
Oh, there we go. Slowly.
I'm going to roll a police detective or what my mind would say on what to do.
Are we an FGFN or escape?
I just...
Doesn't matter.
Irrelevant question.
I guess so.
I keep the bad guy under shot.
Good for you.
I'm looking to see where Holmes disappeared to.
You go over.
I sit there and talk about,
I don't care about red things. Shut up.
Oh, what's red?
It appears that, a gate has been drawn on the glass and stuff. Although, you know, it's not looking sparkly or anything like that.
But we've got a way out, gents. There's a gate here.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. How bad is it?
I can work it out.
I can determine it. How much to these caves are there? Is there only a couple of rooms, or is it seem to be fairly extensive?
It looks like reflections of these continue on extensively. Right. They are scary. I'm
interested in exploring.
Oh.
I just wanted to get an indication.
Massive.
Unless we want to try and find and recover the bodies.
Bogan?
Yes?
What kind of gun did the bad guy have?
A shitty .38 revolver that it has two bullets in it, and you can tell because the thing is open.
Okay. Nice Abraham. Sorry, there's... Go.
How many bullets does he have with him?
You pat him down, search him, he has two more bullets, so he has a grand total of four bullets.
You got some cuts up in there, there on you, Holman?
Sorry?
Put the bullets in the gun and put the gun away.
Okay.
Cuffs, I've got cuffs. You should also have cuffs. And I'll be Terry Moore.
I've got the flexi cuffs if you've got the proper police.
Yeah, I've got the proper police cuffs. Okay.
There you go.
While things are going on, I traded a patriotism to Jameis because I got a limited master plan and limited master planned it back.
Nice.
Say something patriotic.
I will turn to rule the world.
Works for me.
Yes, there we go. That's a interesting.
While you do card play, I'm going to go to a restaurant.
No, Logan, we now have three play immediately from Jameis's excellent
ballot. Wow.
This might suck X for some people. We have a Happy Holidays, a Force Master Plan, and a Yin Yang.
Oh.
Ouch.
What's on top of the discard pile?
Patriotism.
So,
it doesn't matter what order it goes in, because whenever you pick the Yin Yang, everything gets Yin Yang.
Yeah. Just yin yang it.
That'll be simpler. He gets a new card for the happy holidays, just in case there's a nope. No.
Alright, yin yang it.
Everybody's going to get four cards now.
And now Logan goes to.
Whoops. Sorry, Andy.
I'm leaving the clarity on top just in case. Yeah.
Don't forget the bad guy's cards.
No, I know. The bad guy's getting his four immediately because I'm. Oh, crappy crap! Fuck wit! We got bad mojo.
Oh! Right, sitting for the night, we're not going anywhere.
Oh no. Well, there goes the initial idea of what I was going to try and do.
Bad mojo twice!
Just to make sure.
At least
just to rub it in, we got a note as well, so we could note one of them.
Yeah, not worth it. At least we've got a note now.
It might be worth
that's why I'm feeling hungry. It's way after lunchtime.
Mr. Holmes, Mr. Moa.
Yes.
I would like to make my apologies for what happened with the copycats. That was my fault. I tried to get you out by holding a mirror when...
That was quite a good and interesting idea. The interesting thing is going to be whether or not the copycats can survive out of the mirror world, which is what we're going to find out later.
Well,
if they do, then we've got...
Connected and we want to kill evil home.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm curious to see if they can survive.
So you got bad mojo? You guys are fucked.
We got bad mojo twice.
You're double fucked. Double penetration.
Maybe not. We have a note. We also have a master plan, so we could note both of them.
Oh. Yeah, that might save you all.
We don't have a clarity. However,
why don't we not note it and just sleep for, just rest for a while?
I have no idea what's in here.
Good point.
Would you like to sleep in enemy territory?
Sorry.
Well, what are our total cards at the moment?
As I was about to say, the bad guy has Nada, bad mojo, so he goes to two magic points. That needs to be reworded because that only says all players.
Well, I think Logan went for that reason.
Oh, and he's left, so I won't tell him the rest of his
time. It's good if that happens, because then Pete can just charge himself up off the bad guy.
Pretty much.
Well, yeah, but then the rest of us can't get it.
Don't forget, I have previously charged up the people. Maybe we
have to channel ourselves up off this place if it's got magical mojo running through it.
That's pretty much what I was thinking.
Not everybody can do that.
Except for
him. No. If I may be able to transfer power to you like I did in Belize with Terry to assist Terry getting out of that.
It's simply a channeling role, and I have channeling.
Yes, in regards to drawing power from the place, that seemed to be specific to the building. I don't know if it was anywhere.
Anyway, prescriptive with our cards.
Jameis.
Find out.
Yeah, Jameis, -1, D4, you also got a bad mojo, and leadership.
Yes. Good. Leadership some cards to the good guy.
Yes. The good NPC. Yeah. Pete, move 20. Nope. Supporter, D4 damage, and disguise 20. Tinus, you have science +20, master plan, supporter +10, and a Nada. I have crime scene cover up, skill 5, a piggy bank, which is played immediately, and a rally.
Damn it, we got rid of the bag along the shovel. That plus crime scene.
Yes, we could have.
Alright, we just leave him here and destroy the mirrors.
No, I'm sending back to Morgan's.
Bing! No,
I'm stepping away from it.
Me too.
I need Logan.
He's stepped away doing rubbish for some reason.
He's smoking. I know he is.
Yeah.
He's smoking outside, I'm smoking inside. Woohoo! But then again, it's afternoon in America, and it's...
No, it's not. It's midnight where he is.
No, it's 11. Because it's 5 here.
Yeah, he's 5 hours behind you. He's 4 6. Hours behind... No, he's 5 hours behind you. Oh, shit, no, you're on a different... You've gone forward, haven't you? Yeah. No, it's still midnight.
No, we haven't gone forward yet.
Then it's midnight there.
So there's a 5 hours time difference between me and him? Because they always said to me that America, no matter where, is 6 hour time difference.
It's not no matter where it is. There's 4 or 5 different time zones in America.
Uh-huh.
It's that big a place. Yeah, he's at, where's his GMT? He's minus 4 GMT at the moment. And you're plus 1 GMT, aren't you? So he's 5 hours behind you.
Yeah, I'm plus 1.
Yeah, so he's 5 behind you at the moment. It's 5 o'clock your time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 5:03.
It's 4 o'clock my time, so...
Okay, my girlfriend would not be pleased if she heard that I'm still up. No problem.
No.
Logan?
Yes?
Is it a .38 Colt or a .38 SW?
S&W.
S&W, check. Check the .38 SMW.
Yeah, 6-shot revolver.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing special.
No, but I saw some pictures. They're pretty cute.
Uh-huh. So, everybody had 2 magic points, huh?
Yeah, we're all just sitting around. Well, everybody else is bugging off while you smoked.
Ah, it's really good. Yeah, I'm sure you can get some sleep here. Spend 8 hours, get back your magic points.
Yeah, I know. Well, there was... Think about it, Logan. There was discussion of whether people can channel the energy of this place to refill their magic points.
Hmm. Maybe. Maybe and not. It then depend on if it's a ley line type place. Or if there's magic nexus.
That's the discussion. So.
Ah, yes. No problem. I already know the answer.
Right. Well, we just wait for him to get back and attempt it. And if his head explodes, we don't try it ourselves.
Give yourself a card, Richard. I like that kind of thinking. It's evil.
Mm, that's dangerous.
To give yourself a card?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because we've got leaderships and rallies and stuff.
Ooh. Nice. But
I've done it anyway. It's too late. Are you going to leadership?
Does the bad guy have any good cards?
Not a master researcher plus 1.
Yeah.
Well, are we taking the bad mojos?
They've already... Yeah.
Yeah.
People already said yes, so I'm digging back out again.
Nice.
No. Just checking.
Jameis, are you still sick, Jameis?
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah. So yeah, I'll leadership the minus 1 the D4 to the...
Good bad guy.
Yeah, guy.
Damn it, the bad guy loses his cards? That sucks.
And leadership-y.
Woo, have some cards. Oh wow, you got...
Boned?
No, you got some decent cards. But you also got boned at the same time. You have a Spark of Divinity, a Rally, a plus 1, and a Play Immediately Refill. So I'm guessing you're only going to be taking 2 cards there.
Yeah.
So you've got your Spark of Divinity, your Rally, a Nada, and a No Cycling cards. Discard and draw a new one. Because you have a rally, so support a plus 10.
Oh. Okay, I shall play a Spark of Divinity.
Bing!
I shall play on that, so I need to get that or higher. Yes! I suddenly get a little bit thicker. I bet you don't get many people playing it on size.
No, we don't.
Well, we've got no random diet fad in there anymore, so...
Yeah. I'm back to where I started.
Yay!
Actually, they would have also rolled World War II on the Eastern side, but I'm going to play it on size. Fuck it.
I'm really scared by Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Logan says it's a simple gun.
Yep.
It's almost $700.
Yep. That's cheap for a good pistol.
If that's a simple gun, then I don't want to know what a good gun is.
Guns are reasonably expensive.
10mm Glock's a good gun. It's ugly as shit, but it's a good gun.
Go for a call.
Anyway, it's going into the locker.
It's going to get checked to see whether it's committed any murders before you do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
If it hasn't, yeah.
I don't think it has.
We'll have to check. I mean, it's at the very...
Logan?
You can't... How are you checking?
How would you fucking do that?
Looking at the gun?
It doesn't appear to have any tags on it that say, "Hi, I've been used in commission of a felony."
Is there a serial number on it?
Oh, yeah.
Has it been scratched?
No.
What are we talking about? We know it's been used to commit murders because there are dead bodies in the corner over there, I say, pointing. Hoping that the victim, Mr. and Mrs. Victim, and their children and the two police officers are right there.
Unfortunately, there's no sign of them.
Why the hell was he using... No, they killed him, didn't he? He didn't shoot them, he used his friends to do it, he said so.
Yeah, he really did.
Yep.
Which would explain why they're not there, although they all went down like schmucks, even the ones that had paws and shit. Very sad.
Eventually.
Yeah.
But he flew like 7 paws or so just trying to get the freaking double.
Yeah. It was totally worth it.
And there are times when glad I'm magically resilient.
Yeah. That's funny. Everybody else got an evil double except Mo. He's like, The evil double would no doubt claim to be Mexican.
I didn't get an evil double.
We weren't in there at the time, but no. Mm-hmm. It would have been interesting to have had all 4 of us.
Ooh, server.
There's a main room. Yeah, the server.
Fair main room?
Oh, we had this discussion before. What would an evil omen be like?
He'd probably despise the color red, I don't know.
The opposite of everything that the normal would have and like.
But would it be evil? That's the question.
He'd probably be a really nice guy. He'd be like the hugger, you know, where he hugs everybody.
He might be a master criminal.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Where's Holmes? I like the disguise card. Yeah, it's Arnold on it. He's such a badass.
Wow. I can see the cards again.
Yep.
Hey,
I got a pumpkin.
Yes, you did.
Oh, the master plan is...
You can master plan the Spark of Divinity if you want to.
No, you can.
Oh, no, it may not be... What?
No. It's master plan. Prestige module only.
Yeah, this is
That one's not got a green border around it.
Oh.
The master plan goes away.
Hmm.
Shall I discard it?
I forgot all of the... You can all see it now, can't
Murder
you?
In the dark.
Okay. Yeah, the cards.
Now, the crystal caves are lit up in the, 1970s style of scary lighting.
Mm-hmm. I look and say, oh, there's a lot of it.
It's a light.
See, if you want to position the camera here, you have to have a light off screen, you bounce off a protective screen and there. Just to get that right sort of sparkly effect.
Coming from the crystal caves.
I win, Terry.
And then you squeeze a cat and use its guts to completely get the light reflecting off all those right places.
So, what are we going to do? We're going to wait for
Holmes to get back.
He's got himself on mute or something.
Yeah, he's just enjoying this.
No, I've just gotten back now. I just realized I was feeling starving, and the reason was it was 3 hours after midday, so I was just nuking some leftover pizza.
You sure you wouldn't rather have another pie? What kind of pies do you eat anyway? I know they're not fucking
good. That particular pie I had for breakfast was a mixed berry and apple pie.
Huh. Okay. So, anyway, are you guys wanting to try to sleep and get some magic points back?
No, we're going to try the thing which I described to you earlier.
Ah, yes, the channeling thing. So, Holmes, they all look at you to see if you can get, you know,
your head exploded. So, just first of all, what does the bad mojo card affect?
It just says players.
And?
Just says players. Oh, and we've got a room set up, too. The server seems to be back up.
Yeah. I was just trying to find... Did we want to go try that first?
Are you comfortable doing that? Because, I mean, you're going to have to cast it multiple times, and there's no idea how many he's got.
Yeah, no.
How much you can draw on, I should say.
It shows how he's fumbling as this is so...
Whoopsie daisy. Let's not try that.
No,
then.
No, more the sand loss I'm concerned about. And the almond synchronized. Try channeling first, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, before the server dies.
Are you attempting to channel then?
Yes, I'll do the channeling first.
Roll that shit.
Sorry, I just. Right. Yep. Yeah, no problem.
Alright, there does not appear to be sufficient ley lines to regain your magic points here.
Yeah, this is not a place that's able to juice up from.
Well, that sucks. How about we go somewhere where there is?
Good Abraham.
Hi!
I thought it's unconscious.
No, bad Abraham is.
Alright.
We should definitely kill him. I think it's the right thing to do, he says.
Probably is.
Do you know where the way out is?
Pardon?
We've got a way out.
There's the mirror and there's also a gate. So we've got two potential ways out. But my question for you is, I assume you have all the memories of bad
Abraham? Absolutely. I can even sign his name.
Right. Because what happened to the bodies?
Oh, they were consumed by the creatures.
Okay, that's all I want to know. I just want to know if we had to go and get them and take them out with us so we could return them to their families.
Unfortunately, he points at Bad Abraham, had them turned into little mirrors by the creatures and then consumed. They're a silicon-based life form, you know.
Really?
He says, anxious to play the really game.
So, how much, is there anything else of interest around these besides Berberut tunnels?
No.
How did he survive?
You don't have to eat or drink while you're in here.
Right.
There is the really long way we can slip through. There's one person sleep to the tunnel.
Well, there is another way we can do this. Myself or Sherlock could. When we go through the gates that we have here, if you can step through them, as we know we can with our current magical mojo-ness, we will all collapse when we go through. However, if one or two people were still conscious when they went through, they could either drag the others away or guard over them while they slept for 8 hours and we wouldn't be in the dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody would collapse when you go through because they're all...
Well, no, because it's possible that both myself and Sherlock can be not collapsed.
How?
What?
We can drain power from others here.
you really drain us off our, as it were, mojo.
No, we can drain it from...
There's an unconscious person secure on the ground at the moment that we can drain.
If possible.
So pretty can actually drain from the gate itself.
Hmm.
I wouldn't advise trying to drain from the gate we're about to step through, as it might not then go the required distance.
The problem is, we don't know where that gate goes to either, so...
It might be safest, says Evil Abraham, or, well, he's Evil Abraham making him...
Well, where does it go to? How was it cast? Who put it up?
I recognize the writing anywhere.
Holmes looks at the writing on the wall.
So is it reverse? No. Out of curiosity, that was something I was interested in. Is it reverse to my writing?
No, not at all. It looks just like your writing.
Yes, how long were you in here? Can you tell that?
What time? I look at the clock. I assume time has passed normally here, as far as I'm concerned.
Nope. It seems timeless here.
Well,
looking at my clock, has time passed or has it stopped?
It seems to have stopped.
Right. Well,
that's not quite the question I'm asking.
What are you asking?
Would the person who cast the gate, would they have had time to cast the gate?
Apparently so.
How long does it take
to cast?
I didn't think it took that a huge amount of time.
Evil Abraham has no idea.
Where are we? Where's my create gate spell?
Where's my mythos roll?
I don't know, because at the time it was a hurry to note down spells and move on with the game, so cast time was not given.
3 minutes. He had more than sufficient time for 3 minutes. He was pretending to take a dump. Some people take all fucking day to take a dump.
Yeah, there you go. 3 minutes.
So remember that, kids. If you're out taking a dump, don't take all day.
Well, if we've no idea where it goes, then it could be more draining than previously thought.
Yes,
exactly.
Unfortunately, we can't tell at the moment because...
We have to either find an... No, we can't even find an alternative way out of here. We have to...
Best of us, if we go through the... If we find a reverse of the same size to where we came in, we'd just be unconscious on the side.
Yeah, but we've got no idea whether the other people... Evil Holmes could be on the other side, waiting in the house to see whether we come out.
If we
look back at the gate, at where we came through, we don't see anything, do we?
No.
It was a one-way gate.
Yes.
But that mirror I brought across with me, I believe, is another potential way back.
Here's a question. Do we give back our mojo for sleeping or just for resting, as it were?
Sleeping.
Or we can just lie here for 8 hours.
Sleeping. You must go through the REM cycle. It's good for you.
Good Abraham.
Hello.
Where can we go where those creatures won't bother us?
I don't know. They pretty much come at various times and stuff, although I suspect that they may be cleared out. I'm not sure if I'll be able to get out of here, which may be a good reason to let Evil Abraham continue to live, because if we kill him, then I might not be able to get out, but if we don't, then I might be able to get out, so I'd be happy to stand guard over you and yell really loud if something bad happens.
That didn't quite make sense.
He nods eagerly.
I'm asking a question. A different question.
Logan, first I'd like to check on the status of original Evil Abraham.
Very well.
How good is my first aid? Just.
He'll live. He's not bleeding out even.
Huh.
NPCs do usually have a strange propensity for dying even though all their hit points aren't gone yet.
Hey, I didn't jump that high.
You got shot earlier, dude.
Yeah.
I shot him twice.
Twice, sorry. You got shot twice earlier, dude. Because he's bad. And let that be a lesson to you, kids. If you're bad, Holmes will shoot your ass.
Only if you take my knife away.
Yeah, otherwise he'll just stab you, which is far better.
Yeah, that's better there.
Sherlock Holmes meets Jack the Ripper. Interesting plot case.
If you'd like to sleep, I don't need a gun or anything. I really don't know how to use one, says good Abram. And like I said, I can yell when bad things happen. If bad things happen. Up to you. You don't have to trust me, says stroking his goatee. I know how this may look. But I love you guys.
There is an
option. It can take 30 odd hours to do one person to sleep at a time.
We could do, but the people who are, I suppose they can stay awake for a 30 hour stretch or whatever it is, yeah. No, we can have two people at a time. I mean, with... three people here.
Good Abraham goes over, he gets the cards, collects them up carefully, gets the hat. He's happy to keep watch to speed up the passing and stuff. He doesn't feel especially magically drained, but he would like to be taken with you.
Of course.
He looks happy about this and begins carefully throwing cards at the hat. Not the hat at the cards.
The cards. Yes. That's much more fun.
It is, actually.
Well, he's doing the reverse.
Apparently not everything is reversed. You notice he's even the same.
No, I know. He's obviously not, otherwise he'd be talking in reverse to us.
Right.
As opposed to us being able to understand him, etc.
Yeah, the only difference seems to be demeanor and the goatee.
I'm going to join him, Logan.
Yeah. Sorry,
I'm going to sleep.
All
right. I'm going to sleep.
Almond?
I'll stay awake for this one.
Okay. Yeah, you guys all play hat and cards if you want to make a throw check.
Do you want to borrow my gun?
I have my own, but yes, having two guns might be a good idea. Or, wow, three guns, I guess. One for you.
Yeah, well, two for me.
Yeah, I realize you've got two on you.
I've got my own.
Good Abraham talks about, you know, it was his obsession with the occult that got him stuck here, and he's been a prisoner here, well, as his bad self, but now he's interested in getting out and maybe doing some community service work.
Mass physics related stuff going on in his discussion?
No.
Or is it all
wibbly wobbly occult
stuff?
Right. It's occult shit. So, if you haven't got a check in a cult and you want to try and make one, he'll help out. Those guys wake up, he'll go to sleep too, so, cut to 8 hours later, they're awake, you guys go to sleep, cut to 8 hours after that, everybody's awake, Sherlock, it's been 16 hours.
Yeah, well, I was actually going to say, after the first 8 hours.
Oh, yes. Sherlock, it's been 8 hours, they're getting ready to go to sleep, you're awake, it's been 8 hours, so, your bag needs replacing with all the shit in there. Your bank account's been cleared out except for $100, and your hidden money stash has been cleared out except for $100, if separate. Also, the gun cabinet, various things have been taken out of. There's still guns in there. Just a couple of assault rifles and pistols and shotguns gone. And, as you suspected. But you're awake now. He left you $100. Or 200, if you kept your money in separate places. He wasn't especially greedy. How much money does he have to start his new Evil Enterprises network, approximately?
No idea, because I gave up calculating after a while, because I seemed to be making more than I was spending, so I never bothered calculating it.
Excellent. Well, now you don't need to worry about it, because it's gone. So, good deal. And Jameis, refill your hand. You evil fucker.
I completely see the cutscene in my head where Holmes comes back home and Jameis waiting on him. Hi, honey, I'm home.
Yes, I think we were all seeing that and not voicing it. But Seamus voiced it.
Locked and loaded with guns. Oh my god.
Are you discarding cards, Seamus?
That's why they're in the discard pile.
They're not in the discard pile.
Or in the discard area.
They're not there either.
We're not really synced up. We're just not seeing anything again. Yeah.
Alright. No, I don't support a 10 winter way. I've got 3 new cards, fucking grief, hybrid use, and the point of fails.
Yes, please keep telling,
I thought we were seeing cards.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
we
an illusion.
Were for a time, but not anymore. Alright.
Anyway, what I was going to suggest instead of spending 16 hours here, Lieutenant Orman, you could gain some power, some essence, some power from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I could attempt to transfer power to...
Do we know
Andy
how much?
Trudeau, who seemed to decide to stay awake for some reason.
Well, some people needed to be awake.
Yes.
Well, they could just sleep for another 8 hours. Nothing's going to happen.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, do you realize how difficult that might be on him to try to suck power when he's that far down? Or wait, might not
Not at all.
Oh, wow. Jolly good.
Yes.
It's not based off of that at all, then.
Ah, good. All right. Well, it's become a useful spell? I can't believe that.
Yeah. Given that we've no idea how much it is to go through there, I would have no idea how much to suck out. So I'm not really prepared to do enough castings to get to a level where I'm happy stepping through the Mysterious Gate, which could, might go anywhere.
It was a suggestion.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. I shoot whoever is making that sleeping noise and go to sleep.
It was the bad guy, actually. Evil Abraham.
Evil Abraham.
Yeah. You want to shoot him?
No, gag him.
Oh, okay. You go.
But he's a toilet in here with that thing in his pocket.
No.
Why do they feel holding dark practice?
So. What to do, what to do. Are you going to sleep?
Yeah, I'm asleep already.
Oh, right.
I'm asleep already.
All right, cut to 8 hours after that. 8 hours later, .. And everybody's awake, even evil Abraham, although he seems to be flexicuffed. Good Abraham is awake and keeping an eye on evil Abraham.
So,
Logan, what you say is, in 16 hours, evil Abraham didn't take the liberty of... shooting good Abraham?
No, because he's been flexi-cuffed.
Different way.
Good Abraham was being either asleep or watched by others, which is why I stayed awake.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They already anticipated that, and so there you go. He says, by the way, since they're my mirrors, I do know what they do, kind of. I know that one there, he points to the one Holmes brought in, has some sort of magic in it that I haven't been able to get to. And also, as if you can get me out of here, I will tell you about two other mirrors which could be very helpful to you. All you gotta do is get me out of here, and I'm happy to give them to you as a reward. I'd like to, I don't know if I still own any land or money or anything. If I do, I'm going to try to use it to get reestablished, and you know, so I can start doing work for you know. I'd really like
your
to
family
help.
Had you declared dead.
Well, at least they hopefully spent the money well. But then I'll just have to find a job somewhere. Says good Abraham.
He's a feather swift, doesn't he?
Not really.
He says,
"Yeah, not so lonely."
Yeah. Abraham, do you? What would happen if the mirror that we came through, the Chinese one, if we smashed that, what would happen?
I don't know. I've never even considered that. It might. I don't know. It might be a good idea, but I mean, I'd like to get everybody that is going out. But
yes,
I'm just hoping I can get out. If I can get out,
Before we go through the gate, Lieutenant Orman, I think it'd probably be best if we look to see where it's going to.
Yes, I agree with that, and I'm more than happy to work it out.
I'll hold up a supporter 10.
I play a skill 10. Thank you very much for your help there, Andy. Your chanting in the background has enabled me to, yes, make the roll.
Right.
Roll.
You see it go, and then you can see through into Baker Street. It looks like the gun rack things are open, and you see like two interns attempting to be excessively casual and doing the big look around and not seeing anybody. And one of them starts reaching out for one of the fucking Kalashnikov assault rifles. He's like
people are able to create gates into the KBC building after we've had it warded or held down by whatever Swift did.
Apparently, Holmes knew how to get around it.
Did who? I look at Holmes.
You've got a lot of explaining to do.
I've linked to the building. I'm pretty certain I'd be able to, if I ever wanted to, be able to gate in or out of the building.
It's hard for Holmes. That's right, Nick. Oh, by the way, sometime Pete, PM me your spell list so I can have fun. So, anyway,
I like to get my laughter. My Mythos level is insanity as well?
Sure, that's fine. Yeah, you could still get driven insane and then become more evil, I suppose.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So what's the cost of the gate?
Oh, that doesn't come up with a pop-up.
Yes,
that's right, it does. 2 magic points.
Only 2 to get all the way back to... Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's on an exponential...
It's not a huge distance. It's exponential. Yeah, I forgot. All right. Well, this isn't very draining. In fact, it's as draining as the last gate that we went through.
Okay. Are we bringing him with us? I say, indicating tied up evil Abraham.
We can't. He's a prisoner here, says good Abraham. Because I think that I might be able to get out, but he'd have to stay here. I think that if he was to get out, he would try to cause much suffering. He's been trapped here for a long time. I want to get out because there's so many people that need help. The other guy's banging his head against the rock and struggling against this guy. As this guy continues pandering on about, like, wanting to build up, like, a food
organization.
Pretty much all around him. Unless you can hover his ass in the middle of the room, he will have access to rocks.
This is my territory. This is my territory.
If we leave him here, is he going to get into this and draw people into this bloody place?
We either kill him here, or we take him out with us and kill him outside, or we...
You can't bring him out. That might bring out the Guardians. I'm hoping that if I can escape, I can go on to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
What do you mean, bring on the Guardians?
Well, the Guardians are what kept him here. Right. Anytime he would escape, they would come. You beat several of them up. The crystalline crab octopus things.
I said we put ourselves in four, though. It wasn't so much they were scouting being lapdogs.
They were his lapdogs as long as he was in here. It was due to him messing up a binding spell. Yeah. So, I beg you, leave him here, but we must escape quickly. And then you should definitely get rid of this gate that we're going through so he doesn't come to you, as well as the one in here.
Do we know how to do that?
We could smash the Chinese gate, but as far as this one, I do not know. I did not make it. It looks at
home. It's going to be a two-way gate, so you'd be able to step through from the other side, so we just put something over it.
Are you sure it's a two-way gate?
I don't know. Well, was it a two-way gate or a one-way gate?
I don't know. I can't determine that, he said.
Standard gates tend to be two-way.
No, standard gates are one-way, but it's one more essence. You can make it two-way, one more essence. On top of that, you try to make it three-way, and it collapses. Richard knows that with his basic gate lore.
Yes, but we don't know which way.
I don't know. Well, we can always go in there and then try and come back again. I would recommend one more.
Well, if it's a one-way gate, then... Yes. You will not maybe able to know if you can get back through. So well, what are no, you going to say?
But you'll be in the KBC building, so it won't make any difference.
Let me try going through, says good Abraham.
No.
I'm willing to sacrifice myself. I'm only pay grade 2. It's my job.
I was actually going to...
That's my career.
No, if there's a sacrifice to be made, let me make it, says good Abraham, stepping nearer the gate.
Pull him away.
No, you can't risk yourselves. Please, I have so much to repent for.
You're what, 2 days old?
Yes, but I must repent for his actions, because at one time they were mine.
My gaze is focused on Holmes.
I'll tell you what we do. Me, good Abraham, and Andy Lee will go through. We'll stick him out of the cells for now until we can sort out what to do with him.
I deserve nothing less, says good Abraham.
And you guys can deal with this guy here or die or whatever.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea what he's talking about, says good Abraham.
Good plan, sir.
I managed to make the gates work and stuff, or they just come out and attack you or whatever.
We should do something soon, or else the guardians may be roused. Eventually. He says, looking around. Maybe.
Can we close a gate from the other side of it? We can't, can we? So if we step...
Give me a gate lore roll.
Maybe if it's two-way.
I don't make a gate lore roll.
You feel like there's some important misinformation you're just missing. Good Abraham volunteers to trade you any cards you need.
Good Abraham has a -1.
Yes, I'll trade it to you. G4.
Thank you, good Abraham. You are good. No.
You're not.
So, Logan, just to get it clear, there is a gate open at the moment.
Oh, the vision goes away. You see the interns with the assault rifles.
What I'm doing allows you to see what's on the other side of it. It is open all the time. You just have to walk into it to go through it. It just, what I've done allows us to see what's on the other side before we step through it.
Like this, says good Abraham and realizes he's still
being restrained. No,
he doesn't. He's got such a low strength that's below human average. So, yeah, you could pretty much make him your bitch. So
I go and pick up the mirror, make a book. We'll just take this with us as well.
Yes, please do. It's part of your reward. And once I get out of here, I'll tell you where the rest is. I kept them secret, kept them
safe.
Why
do you not tell us now?
Well, I really want to get it. It would, but I'm balancing that against my need to create world peace.
Well, but surely telling us the mirrors is the first step towards world peace.
No, getting out of here is the first step to world peace. The mirrors are just a step to that step. Let us step.
If it's a step to the step, then surely your first step should be to tell us where the mirrors are, because otherwise it's not a step to the step.
You won't get me with that fancy talk. No, he says. It's a reward. Reward is meant to be given after. Now, you're not going to catch me with your fancy double talk. That's bad. You should be good.
So what do you know about this one, this green one? There seemed to be something about it.
It's magic, but I was never able to really tap into it. I'm not really sure how it works.
I've not seen that one.
He points at it for you, helpfully.
I'll hold it up.
It looks like it's not red. Probably why you didn't notice it.
It's green.
I dismiss it away from my hand.
Are we going through or not? Are you going to try and make it 2 ways, not 2 ways? I don't know how you do that. Not a clue.
Anytime now, says good Abraham.
Yes, no, maybe.
Good Abraham struggles briefly. Stops. Struggles again. Stops. Sighs. Rests.
Alright, so...
Struggles again. Stops. Rests. Seems to be getting all tuckered out.
Think faster, Pete.
Struggles half-heartedly. Stops. Rests.
Terry and... Andy, and if necessary, I want to go through.
I want to through the portal.
John.
take good Abraham with you.
Right, you'll understand that for our own protection, we're going to fix a couple first.
Can I at least hug these brave men who are going to be staying behind before we go?
No. Fisticuff, his hands behind his back.
He seems happy to help.
Yeah. And step on through. Zoom. The other side.
You break on through to the other side. Break on through. Break on through.
I am going to look at the green mirror.
Okay.
I took it with me, I would have thought.
Yeah, no, he never
the intention
down
was to leave it behind because it may be the only way out.
I don't think he set it down.
The gate.
I don't think he set it down.
I had it in my hands.
He held it up. If you had it, still had it, I would have said, please hand it over.
He would have had to have put it down in order to flex the cuff of the guy.
Anyway, I will look at the green mirror because I want to analyze it. And I probably have to blow up pause on that. I'm pretty certain I'm not that good yet. Magic site food item. Blow up pause. And yes, I make it by lots.
Okay. Yeah, strange energies and stuff. Looks like kind of very slowly. Very slowly spilling into it and then coalescing at the center.
Do I analyze magic? And getting echo.
Meh. Pausing real quick to get rid of echo. Unpausing real quick to get rid of echo.
Back again.
Yay.
I make the analyze magic by 60.
Give Jameis a card. It looks as though this is a magic storage, a weak magic storage container thingy. Near as you can tell.
Alright, so are we talking essence or magic points by that?
Magic points.
Alright. So that's not going to help getting out. Great.
Well, how did you get?